Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bullet Joe Bush. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Courtney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Courtney. And now, play ball. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan bunts towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to second. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to second for the out. Witt moves to third. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Pipp moves to second. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pipp moves to third. Two outs. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Strunk reaches second base with a double. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-0 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dugan moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Witt. Collins reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Strunk hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pip moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pip moves to third. Ward moves to second. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to home to get Pip. Ward moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward scores. Scott moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk strikes out. 1 out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang bunts towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to second. 1 out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pipp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 5-2, Yankees. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pip. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. 2 outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodge for the out. 1 out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk throws the ball into Johnson who tags Scott trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Hooper moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk strikes out. 1 out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. Strunk moves to second. 2 outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shovel Hodges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges 0-for-1 in the game. Hodge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Hodge reaches second base with a double. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mulligan hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hodge. Ward moves to second. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Dugan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musel bunts towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. Dugan moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pipp hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.